From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sent to jail after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges of tampering with potential witnesses while free on bail. AP's Warren Levinson has more.
Both of the indictments that were brought against him were incredibly detailed, and there does appear to be a large amount of evidence in the cases against him. Now, again, we'll see what his explanations for that and whether any of this falls apart once the prosecution is put under the microscope by the defense.
President Trump says the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the email probe of former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton reached the wrong conclusion when it determined that there was no bias in the agency's handling of the investigation. The report then says that FBI Director James Comey had missteps leading the investigation of Clinton and that it damaged the FBI's credibility. President Trump is going ahead with a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese technology imports, intensifying a trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. A spokesperson from China's Ministry of Commerce said the U.S. has ignited a trade war. Erlen Ek is an analyst at China Policy Consultancy on further issues for the Chinese.
As long as the U.S. is acting more or less alone, and as long as the U.S. is also attacking other developed countries, China don't see a big problem. If the EU, Japan, and some other countries were to team up with the U.S. In a more sophisticated strategy, then I think they would be more alarmed.
China has also compiled a list of $50 billion in U.S. products that would face retaliatory tariffs. This is VOA News. Yemeni officials